The night surrounds you. Yeah, you waited down by gloom. What? No, you don't like what it feels.
Brought to you by RBN, and the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. The show's all about exposing corruption, whether in your home state or other states. The only way to eliminate corruption is to expose it. It's like a cancer. It just spreads if you don't do something about it. And you got to do about it quickly, or else the damage that it causes is just devastating. Last week, I brought up the Bundy situation, the Bundy trial, Clive and Ryan Ammon. The public is being denied information that I believe is very crucial to the whole situation. Of course, the Bundys argued with the government about grazing fees and the authority of the BLM and the authority of the federal government to even own land. I don't know if most of you know, but it depends on who you talk to. It's either federal land or it's public land. Now, depending on who you talk to, what do they mean by that? Is that we the people own the land, or the federal government owns the land, or is Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution says that the federal government can only own 10 square miles all around Washington, D.C., and any ports or docks or military installations or forts or ammunition dumps or anything like that. That's pretty understandable. They need that for the defense of our country. But when you ask somebody, like say in Nevada, they say that 85% of the land in Nevada is owned by the federal government. Kind of strange. I don't remember or even hear about anybody through the state legislature giving up or selling any land in Nevada. They just kind of like came in and took it over. Well, if you look at the land west of the Mississippi, you'll see that it's around 80% where the federal government says they own it, they control it, they do everything with it. And then they created a law enforcement group called the Bureau of Land Management. Now, if you ask the people in the Bureau of Land Management, well, they say they own it, and they say they control it, and it's theirs, and that they'll lease it to people who have ranches and mines and farms and that type of stuff. But that's really not the case, folks. We're led to believe that, but it isn't the case. The government doesn't own the land except for what it says in the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't say that. It doesn't say it owns all the land, and that we're just renters. It's owned by the states. So all these states gave up the majority of their land in their states for what? For money? For amenities? No, they didn't do that, folks. They just kind of, the federal government just kind of wormed their way in and just kind of make everybody kind of not even think that the federal government doesn't own the land. And pretty soon everybody begins to believe that when the government says they own the land, then they mean they own the land. And this is what this is all about. It's an overreach by the federal government and Clive and Bundy, Ryan Bundy, the people that that we hire to run the federal government. Remember, the federal government is just hired help. We, the people, are the ones that that own this property. It belongs to us, not to the federal government. The federal government is just turned into a corporation. They think they can just go ahead and come in and push everybody around. Well, the Bundy situation is a perfect example of how the federal government is pushing people around. I'm thinking that it's about 30 people that are in custody in federal prison since January of 2016, and they haven't committed a crime yet. They haven't been charged with a crime. There's a trial that allegedly just concluded against the Bundys, mostly, and the Patriots, and that had to do with conspiracy and pointing weapons at the federal government and the BLM and protesting and occupying that property, like the refuge up in Burns, Oregon. But understand, if you pay attention to what's going on, those charges have been dropped. I'm not even sure what's going on in Nevada with the charges that occurred in 2014 in Bunkerville. I'm not sure if the charges have been dropped, or they've been acquitted, or they've been found not guilty, or found guilty, because the media is blocking this out, and they don't want to open up that door to we the people. I don't know if it's true, except that the information came from Lisa Bundy, M. Bundy's wife, that he was tortured. He was tortured inside one of those private prisons. He was shackled in a acute and obtuse way for 13 hours. Because they're trying to break him. They're trying to break him. And they're trying everything that they can do so that the Bundys will recant, take whatever deal they can gather so they can be released. Now remember, these people have been in prison, federal prison, since January of 2016. Now this is outrageous. People should be protesting something like this. Because the same damn thing can happen to any one of you if you anger the federal government and expose their criminal ways. So, something that everybody should be thinking about very seriously. I don't know how this is going to end up. I can sure guarantee you that the federal government is not going to want to look bad in front of everybody's eyes. They're going to wrangle a deal that will make them look good, and all the protesters and the American patriots look bad, and demonize anybody that even thinks about protesting any of the injustices that the federal government is playing on us. I've had three encounters with the federal government, and I have not been impressed. Now, this is from a 39-year law enforcement veteran. So, one was I filed a 2011 lawsuit against the LVMPD, the sheriff, and 14 other high-ranking law enforcement officials. Well, after almost 4 years, Federal Judge George Foley came in and said that my complaint didn't have any merit. And this is when I had evidence that the LVMPD was complicit in the murder of Corrections Officer Kevin Scott Daly in 2007. And Daly is spelled, for those that want to reach out, D-A-I-L-E-Y, first name Scott, or first name Kevin, middle Scott. The next one was with a narcotics informant that I came across. The case came across my desk, and I found out that the LVMPD narcotics section had set him up with criminal drug dealers to be murdered, and they assisted in that. Well, I came out and I found three suspects, and I was blocked by my own police department about investigated it any further. I mean, I can go on and on in each and every individual case, even including O.J. Simpson. I'm the person that arrested him down there at the Palace Station. You won't find that in any records because they blotted it out, me and four other detectives. Well, not only did they do that, they omitted crucial evidence that would have sped up the case, which ended up being the longest case in Clark County history and the most expensive. Could have been resolved in about 2 or 3 days because O.J. Simpson gave me a spontaneous confession. And it was on a digital tape recorder. So my desk being ransacked, digital tape recorder is destroyed, missing. The transcription is destroyed, missing. Four documents were destroyed, missing, and never submitted to court. Officer's report, arrest report, Miranda rights card, and booking form. So, I mean, who can believe that this actual stuff actually happened? Well, the LVMPD was sure complicit in that. And especially the Kevin Scott Daly murder. 2007, he doesn't show up for work. There's not even an official report made. And bingo. It's like it never happened. Never saw the newspapers, the radio, the TV. Not even an official report. But he had a funeral in December 5th, 2007. They said that he committed suicide. Pretty tough to do to cut your own head off and just have it dumped in the desert by the usual body dumping ground that the mob used to use. Well, I just thought I'd give you a brief overview of what's ahead with the next election for sheriff of Clark County. These things will be discussed and they will be brought out. Oh, might as well throw this one in. About a $1 billion theft from the Nevada Treasury by then Governor Gwynn and then Attorney General Brian Sandoval, now Governor Sandoval. Oh yes, legal complaints were filed by David Otto, the Deputy Attorney General, in 2006. And that's where it's set, on the file, in Washoe County District Court, until this date. It was submitted in 2006, coincidentally the same date that former Governor Gwynn fell off his roof and broke his neck and died. So, that's just to wet your whistle, folks, in case you weren't totally aware. Now, as long as I'm vertical and above ground, I'm going to make sure that this comes to light, one way or the other. It's going to come to light, and somebody in power with enough guts will proceed and make this whole and right. Otherwise, Nevada's just going to stay in its stinkhole with cover-ups, murders, thefts, rapes, and this is done by our law enforcement agency. Well, I see that D is online. Good to hear from her for a while. Been a while. D, are you there?
I am, Gordon, and thank you so much for providing a forum for those of us who are victims of crimes by the government. I know that you publish articles for the Las Vegas Tribune, or you write for the Las Vegas Tribune, correct?
I do.
And I know that sometimes when people expose corruption, you will find that one party may feel that the party that is corrupt, that the Las Vegas Tribune doesn't feel that that party is corrupt. So I know it takes people with courage to expose corruption, as you do in the Las Vegas Tribune, because sometimes there are people that may disagree with you as who the corrupt person is when exposing an event. One of the people I know that the Las Vegas Tribune publisher of the paper, Rolando Larraz, aligns himself with a judge by the name of Art Ritchie. I have just talked to you a couple of weeks ago about a document that we secured, a 7-page document written by Art Ritchie that has excerpts in it that are show bias and prejudice on the part of Judge Ritchie. And you may remember some of the excerpts I quoted to you is that he does not find photographs corroborating police reports, corroborating medical reports, and witnesses' statements taken at the crime scene as evidence in child abuse cases. That it doesn't evidence...
Can you tell me, Dee, why he doesn't believe that?
I can't tell you why. I can tell you what our investigation has uncovered, and the court marshals in the courthouse where Art Ritchie practices as a judge, a district judge, he is housed in Clark County, which is, as your listeners may know, is Las Vegas. And his bailiffs, the court marshals at times act as bailiffs in the courtroom. A judge will have a regular bailiff, and then if the bailiff is out, they'll rotate in court marshals. And if you speak to the court marshals that are in his courtroom, you will find that they say about Art Ritchie that either his litigants really, really hate him or really, really like him. That shows that there probably is a bias on the part of Art Ritchie. And when we secured this 7-page document that he wrote, we call it the evidence doctrine, he states that there's no need to retain photographs of battered children. There's no need to retain any evidence of battered children, police reports, medical records, and such, because it doesn't mean that the person who battered the child battered the child. That's illogical thinking. That means
that's
that...
That's illogical thinking. I'm trying to figure that one out again. Say that again, that he doesn't believe
that
photographs have any relevance with anything?
They're not probative. They have no probative value, which means that because they don't have any evidentiary substantiation, that they should not be retained and should not be used should a child abuser abuse another child, because the evidence collected in the first child beating does not mean that that child was beaten by the suspect. So in this evidence...
Well, that's Clark County thinking. Why?
Well, the unfortunate part is that he's the president of the district judges. So every child abuse case is heard in the district court. The court that it commences in may be the municipal court and may be the justice court, but the appellate court is the district court. And then the more severe child abuse cases are commenced in the district court. So one way or another, they're going to get into the district court and they're going to be under the authority of this evidence doctrine written by Art Ritchie, because he's the president elected by all district judges in the state of Nevada. The next court up from this in the state of Nevada is called the Supreme Court, and that's just an appellate court. So it's going to hit a judge who voted for Art Ritchie at some point. These child abuse cases will hit a judge who has knowledge of this evidence doctrine written by their president, Art Ritchie. And this is why we can now explain in 2006, the United States federal government wrote to the state of Nevada and said the child abuse rate and the child death rate and near death rate in Nevada is so high, we need to start tracking the numbers so that we can find a cause. And it just so happened that Art Ritchie at that time in 2006 was the presiding judge in the Clark County courts. He then went on to become the chief judge. And I hear your music.
All right, I'll be back in a minute. Stay on the line.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living, working. Working for a living. What they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Hey, I'm not complaining, cause I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working. Working for a living. Cause I'm working for a living.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word. Bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. We're talking with Dee from Nevada. Dee, I wanted to just kind of like clarify something. And are you still there, Dee?
I am.
Okay. With regarding Rolando Larraz, the owner, editor, and chief editor of the Las Vegas Tribune, we have disagreed just about with everything. But one thing that he usually concedes, and I had to concede to him one time too, it was about police procedure and that cops lie. Okay? Cops lie. Now, I would have defended that to death, being a 39-year law enforcement veteran. Until I started paying attention. Never even thought of a cop going on the stand and lying, fabricating a whole story. Well, they do. And of course, I don't have any proof because I wasn't involved in their case. I didn't have anything to do with it, but later on, the facts do not play out. And probably the most egregious lie, which was extremely hurtful, was from my 8-year partner, Detective Araujo, who, under oath, during legal depositions, fabricated a big, big lie, which basically undermined my federal case. He was my only witness to this particular event. And he stood there, took his oath, and lied. Perjured himself, along with another supervisor. So I actually got the two whammy, the twofold whammy. And then both of them tried to warm up to me and basically explain how the world really revolves. Well, I had to apologize to Rolando, and that was kind of a biggie. That was a biggie for me, too. All those years, and I would have supported the police department any way you cut it. You get it in the court, that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But, so I concede. Now, we live in a perfect world. The majority of cops are true blue and honorable. But yes, folks, they are, they exist, and I will do everything in my power in order to correct that. So please continue, Dee.
I would like to share another case of the cops not telling the truth. If they have been convinced that what they are saying doesn't have to be the truth, but just the perception as they know it, they don't see themselves as lying. What happened in the mid-90s is the Violence Against Women's Act was passed by the U.S. Congress and funded by the U.S. Congress. Any states that wanted to take the funding had to make a significant change in law enforcement. And that was, in the case of domestic violence, a person who was arrested for domestic violence had to have their weapons, including guns, confiscated at the time that they were arrested. The significant change was that guns were not confiscated until after a conviction. This meant that an officer reporting to a domestic violence crime scene had to confiscate all of the person's guns, regardless of where the domestic violence occurred. And oftentimes, the person who allegedly committed the domestic violence would be a gun owner. The state of Nevada is unique, and because we have so many casinos and brothels, and we have a lot of farmland and ranch land, we have a lot of gun owners. Casinos, security, all carry guns. And that's the livelihood of these people. There's a lot. We have one of the largest military bases in the world, Nellis Air Force Base. They all have to carry guns to have their livelihood. And then because of the expansive ranch land that we have, as you know, the Bundys have ranch, and because of the federal land and ranchers are able to take advantage of the federal lands, we have a lot of gun owners. And so if a law enforcement officer comes to a domestic violence scene and they see it's one of their brothers, and I hear your music.
Please stay on the line.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
If lonely night surrounds you.
Okay. Brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We're on the line with Dee. And Dee, you know, for every example that you can give me, I can give you about 30 examples where it just doesn't pan out. Okay? The best one that I've ever encountered when it came to domestic violence, and I know you're a victim of a domestic violence,
I'm a battery,
a survivor, and but forever you will be a victim. There is no way I could ever justify to you that the confiscation of firearms or any other property without probable cause is against the Fourth Amendment. And any law enforcement entity that would do that would be committing a constitutional violation. Well, they did that in Katrina. The National Guard and the police force were going into houses that didn't have anything to do with anything. They were just flooded. And the thing that they would ask the occupants is, are there any firearms here? And they'd say, well, yeah. Well, we're going to take them. And they did. Now, not too many people know about this. Well, this was happening all the time. This is against the Constitution. the Fourth Amendment. So, I got to share this domestic violence situation. My partner and I, my senior partner, I've only got about 4 months on the job. My senior partner and I go up to this apartment, and there the woman is. She is beat to a pulp
Gordon, you're breaking up.
To come home. Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
That's better, yes.
Hang on just a second. Like an idiot, I pulled out this how's that sound?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I pulled out everything. So, anyway, there's the wife looking like a pomegranate. There the construction worker is, and they're probably in their 20s. And he is hopping mad. Apparently, he came home and caught his wife and some other guy in flagrant delicto. Anyway, he had decided to take it out on her. The suspect, the delicto guy, he left. And now we're confronted with this situation. Okay. Well, the first thing you do is separate them, get them apart, find out what happened so that you find out that she was kind of crossing the line there with some other guy. And the construction worker guy, husband, wasn't too happy about it. So anyway, the next thing that happens is apparently all the anger in that guy hadn't quite dissipated yet. And so he attacks me for no reason. Here I was just standing there minding my own business, listening to what the problem is. And he attacks me. Well, fortunately, that was his, almost his demise. Anyway, so now he is in custody. He's handcuffed, and he's sitting on the kitchen chair, and he's bawling like a baby. And the wife is screaming at him for acting out, and she is packing her bags. She's throwing everything that are in the dresser drawers into a bag, and we told her that we'll be glad to stand by so that she may leave on her own accord, and that we'll just keep the peace. Well, she does. Well, I can pretty much say that marriage is right down the drain. So, but now what do I do with this guy? Here I've worked him over pretty good, defending myself, of course, and using only that force which is necessary. But he's not looking too good. And I've got him in handcuffs. Now the laws of the Old West, once you put those handcuffs on, that's the name of that tune. You're under arrest. Legally, financially, liability-wise, you name it, you gotta arrest him. So, I'm kind of feeling sorry for the guy. I'm thinking, oh man, here she is with some other guy. He comes home, finds this, beats her up. Who knows what he did to the other guy? And now we're in this mess. And domestic violence laws weren't as strong as they are now. At least we had a little discretion left. So, what is going to be gained by this? Well, maybe the next person he marries or the next person that he goes out with or whatever, maybe he won't beat her up. Or then again, let's hope that she doesn't find some other guy and use their marital bed as some kind of throne. But anyway, I talked it over with my partner, and we decided that I think justice was served here, and it's called street justice. Nobody likes to hear that word, but it's called street justice. And so I released him and told him there will be, if we decide later on we're going to file charges, we will. If we don't, well then just keep your nose clean and goodbye and have a nice day. Now, let me ask you, Dee, if you're in my position and you're gender free, what would you do?
Well, Gordon, I'm really not calling in to do suppositions. I would like to tell you, though, statistically, in this evidence doctrine, Art Ritchie states that the majority of domestic violence calls will not result in an arrest. So we have the statistics backing up the evidence doctrine that gun owners are not being arrested for the purpose of not confiscating their guns. Sheriff Gillespie, who you ran against, and his fellow agent, Ron Lombardo, who is now the replacement for Sheriff Gillespie.
Joe Lombardo.
I'm sorry, Joe Lombardo. Thank you. So their police force says, and I'm not saying this is coming from Sheriff Gillespie or from Ron Lombardo, but their police force says, and we have been told this at the crime scene, we mothers, who either we have been beaten or the children have been beaten or everybody's been put at risk and in endangerment, the police force is saying, let the courts handle it. Let the courts confiscate the guns. Let the courts decide what happens. So they give us a card, and on it is the event number and the reporting officer, and it says how to go about getting a protection order. So these are the facts. I can't speak to anybody's incident but my own, but I have collected enough legal information to know that statistically this is what is happening. And this is why this evidence doctrine is so important, because whoever goes into that courtroom to get a protection order will not get it. Some of your listenership may remember FBI's Most Wanted, and it was international news. It went all over the world, was Darren Mack. This was about 2006 when he took a high-powered rifle from a parking garage across from a judge's office.
Oh, yes, shot. I remember that.
Okay. Well, his wife, before he did that, his wife had gone into the courts and asked Judge Chuck Weller. Now, Judge Chuck Weller is a district judge who also practices the Ritchie evidence doctrine. And that is, just because there's evidence of domestic violence does not mean that that's evidence of domestic violence. It's the most illogical thinking. So Chuck Weller denied Charla Mack a protection order, and where is she today? She's dead. She did not get a protection order. So the point being, Gordon, is I know there's always going to be an exception. You are closer to the situation than I am, because you dealt with it for many, many years. But I can tell you now, at this point in time, that the state of Nevada, if you have children, do not move here. Do not come here. Because they are not, they protect their own. And I'm not saying that law enforcement is wrong in doing that. I am just saying that that is the policy that's being practiced. Whether or not it's right or wrong, each situation is different. But there is coaching that goes on by government attorneys, even LVMPD's attorneys.
Yes.
Coach them to say, I don't recall. You know that because you went to a trial. I know that because I went to a trial. And these kinds of things go on. I had a police officer by the name of Kenneth Hall in my daughter's child abuse case. He absolutely lied from the stand. And when we got a witness on the stand that contradicted his statement, nothing was done about it. So we're very concerned. The community lends itself to the credibility of judges and law enforcement and government attorneys, such as prosecuting attorneys. It's in the mindset of mainstream America that they are more credible than the suspect in a crime. That's just human nature. To combat that, we get written documents like the evidence doctrine to be able to combat when America is mistakenly led down the road that police officers never lie, judges are never biased, and so we're very blessed to have this doctrine. We're moving forward. The Clark County Assistant County Manager is now the City of Reno Manager. She was present when all this corruption was going on and continues to go on in Clark County. She knows that the county paid out $250,000 to five different children whose files were falsified by Clark County employees. So she knows what to look out for. She, unfortunately, is on the course right now where she's going to continue her covert activities, just as she did as the assistant county manager and an administrative chief prior to becoming the assistant county manager. So you're going to see the corruption continue. They're bringing the corruption from Las Vegas to northern Nevada, and it's unfortunate, but it's not a state for the weak-hearted, and you can be me, a stay-at-home mom, homeschooling her child, and end up in the situation I'm in. So I just would like your listeners.
I want you to consider something, Dean. Okay, just consider and just put it in the back of your mind. I don't know if anybody has ever told you this. Guns do not kill people. Okay? Any more than cars kill people. Okay? Just consider that. You don't have to respond. You don't have to. Guns do not kill people. Protection orders do not protect people. People kill, injure, and cause harm to other people. People. What you have to do is you have to control the government. It's going to step in and help control the people that cause other people harm. That's the law. You don't do it by causing other people harm by prohibiting them from having certain products. Innate, non-thinking, non-emotional products. Now you can go ahead and put as many sanctions as you want to on a human being to help correct their behavior. Putting sanctions on an innate, inert product is actually left liberal democratic thinking for the control of the population. Okay. So all I want you to do is I want you to consider it. And getting back to Rolando and I disagreeing, we have disagreed on more things than you can imagine, but then again, we leave friends. And we don't hold grudges. And him feeling that way about that judge, don't never mind about it. It doesn't mean all that much. people know what this Christie guy is like. You don't have to, you know, keep reminding them in case they might forget. That's okay. But just because one person that, you know, has control over, like, a small newspaper likes a certain person for some reason, that's okay. That's why we have free will in this country. That's why we have free thinking. I mean, what they're doing right now to President Trump is just disgraceful. Here we've had the worst president ever, and I think ever will, Obama. Worst 8 years. This country is just so divided and so damaged that they don't even want to think of doing the things that they did to Trump. So, all right, stick on the line now. We got a few more minutes left, okay, D?
There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
I think it's time we stop, children. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
D, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, what I want you to do, and we only got a couple of minutes, I want you to concentrate on what needs to be done to expose, besides coming on my show, to expose what Judge Christie is doing. I believe that he is breaking the law by monopolizing the judiciary to go along with this, his decision regarding what domestic violence is and what domestic violence is not. There has to be an entity, there has to be somebody that needs to be aware of this, and I'll do what I can to expose this, if you agree that what Judge Christie is doing is against the law. I don't know. How do you feel about this?
Gordon, his name is Judge Ritchie, R-I-T-C.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Judge Ritchie, yes.
Yeah. And just a comment on guns. I am not coming on your show making a comment about guns. I have no dog in that show. And we've had this discussion before. Yes. The statistics that Nevada is the most domestically violent state in the nation has been held for a decade. And those statistics are being gathered by a nonprofit out of Washington, D.C., which is the Violence Policy Center, which is an anti-gun organization. So, yes, there can be argument made for the gun issues. I'm only coming on your show because you're the only show I know of in the state of Nevada that addresses corruption. There are other very conservative talk shows in the state of Nevada, but they don't address government corruption, and yours is the only one. So thank you very much for this opportunity to be on your show. And as far as what you can do, if you want to get a petition started, we can just start getting voters who are licensed in the state of Nevada, get a petition, and demand going before a judge and letting the district judges know that this is the evidence doctrine, that domestic violence and child abuse is being used by all district judges, and see what the district judge we get in front of, see what that district judge says. That's the best we can do right now.
Can you copy down my email address?
I do have it. Is it copr67@hotmail.com?
Negative. copr71 at hotmail.com. Send me your information about this, doctor.
All right. I will send you a copy of it.
Thank you very much. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we just got about a minute left. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you listening to my show, and that exposing corruption is really a good thing. It makes you feel good. It's a betterment for our community. So keep it up, and don't be afraid. Well, it's been a good one. Talk to you later.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.